everyone. This is Eric White, Sky Cloud, talking to you here, beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I live in an area called Surrey, which is not too far away from the area. It's like a suburb. And I live out here in a beautiful country, and it's nice outside of Sydney. I work as a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator, and you're listening to the show called Between Two Worlds. I'd like to welcome everyone, those who are there listening in and those who are just getting on and want to get on to the site itself. It's under www.bbsradio.com. And those of you who want to get onto the chat room, that's available. We have a chat room that's available in the very front of the page. You look under the list of BBS My Chat Rooms, and you just basically type on the word at the beginning to register BT2 World, and you're able to get into the room. If any of you want to actually ask a question, the phone numbers, and if not, you want to get into the chat line, whether you are on one or the other, it's available. The phone numbers, toll-free, is 877-876-5227. For those of you out in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. Toll-free, it's for the Canadian country where I live, it's 888-810-8322. It's 888-810-8322. I like to get some of the Canadians come on, phone in, and ask me some questions sometimes. and even American people. And if anyone actually who's actually lived out in somewhere across the world, like say, I don't know, New Zealand or Australia or England or, you know, any of those of you folks, you know, feel free to call in. It's the free direct line. And the phone number is 530-876-3222. It's 530-876-3222. Now, to let you all know here, it's been a pretty busy week for all of us, I'm sure. And BBS Radio has done some major improvements on their pages, as well as welcoming all our new hosts that are coming in to join us on the station itself is looking forward to having to speak to some of you down the road. And also the radio show itself, this radio show is all to do with making contact with loved ones who are passed over. But what I also like to do too is actually talk about different things that we deal with in life. And basically some people like to talk about developing their mediumship. They've actually talked about this, asked this question quite a few times. So I want to share this with you. So basically when you're developing your mediumship, we all have the ability to communicate with spirit. We are spirit as well in a material body. And the objective is developing our own psychic abilities. It is to help us to learn the differentiation between the images, thoughts, and feelings that come from within ourselves. For those who are of spirit, are trying to communicate with us. They may be subconscious thoughts, memories, and past lives, experiences, and emotions, and physical pains. As you seek to develop your own awareness of spirit and spirit communication, you will become increasingly aware of the many blessings and difficulties which we are involved. Many different varieties of people in this world learn different techniques of mediumship and psychic skills. There is a difference between psychic and medium. The word psychic is actually, it's having to read your path and where it's going. It's simple by using some sort of a form of tool like tarot cards, stones, a mixture of objects, right down to runes, even regular playing cards really do work. Or if you're doing automatic writing, it has a very similar way to making contact with spirit that way. And again, goes into that, actually works itself right into mediumship, and which that goes into psychometry, and that's another form of making contact with spirit, having to share with you the feelings and emotions, and what the person felt like or what they would like to you, and in regards to their feelings. What they left behind, the essence in their clothing or an item they've actually once held. Could it also be a piece of jewelry or a necklace, a hat? You never know. It's always something that can actually work. I actually have a friend one time literally put his hand on someone else's car, and they actually can read the person's car. car. Go figure that one. And this guy was able to read a car and tell that person what that person is all about, what they're like, reading the car. Go figure. Something totally different. And there is actually someone out there who actually lives in California. There's a lady out there in California who, in the summertime, spring and summer and fall, she actually will go to the beach. And all those of you who actually hang out in California, if you ever want to get your butt read, not smacked, actually, she reads bums, go figure, and she can read around everything you can think of and tell you things about yourself. So people have different varieties of reading than each other, and also we have palmistry, where basically people read the lines in your palms. There's other forms and aspects of learning how to read people. So you can actually learn read faces. There's so many different varieties that's available out there. Basically, to learn something about mediumship, like does everyone know everything about you? Or any mediumship know anything about you? Well, the medium knows absolutely nothing about you before the reading or when training begins. The medium or the teacher will only know the facts of a client has presented for training and the reading. The medium prefers to go in cold, so to speak, not asking questions until the reading is finished. The spirit world will come through with what is important at this moment of a client's journey, and depending on the medium, and also how receptive they are. The spirit will respect your privacy, absolutely, and nothing of a very private or personal nature will be revealed, unless it's important to receive that to confirm the spirit's message. And most of the time, mediums do not remember much of this message spoken after a reading, which happens to me quite often. And I've had people come up to me later on down the road, and down a week or so, or a month or down the road, and they'll say to me, "You said this to me. You said this to me, and it all came true." I'm looking at them kind of dumbfounded, like a deer in lights. I don't know if I did or not. I said, "Oh, okay, that's nice. Okay, I'm glad you got the message." You're not really supposed to even remember any of the things, because basically at that moment you were given that message from spirit. Because we're not working on the memory test for everything else. That actually does happen out there. We have a call coming in. And I'd like to welcome you. What is your name and where are you from? Are you there? No, I don't hear that. Okay. Not going to happen. Anyway, to go further with this, when you learn something about getting into the field, it is rather opening. You learn so much new things, so many new ventures and journeys. I thought I heard a buzz here. See what happens? Spirit comes in and starts saying, "Beep." And anyways, you learn something about yourself, and as a reader, you do. You learn to kind of create your own habits. You learn to become what you want to learn. And one thing that a lot of people actually make a mistake at doing down the road, when you actually do go to a teacher, and a teacher trains you, someone who's a medium teacher or a psychic teacher or a healing teacher, a lot of times the subjects themselves, the students themselves, somehow take on the habits. They act out the same habits as what their teacher would train them under. And sometimes I find that a little bit different or weird, because having to see someone do the same thing. Yes, we do have to learn our lessons as, you know, to give messages for people, those who are learning as a student. But I've always told people out there, if those of you are wanting to learn to become a healer, a reader, or a psychic, or medium, to learn one thing first. You need to create your own personality to become that person with that personality. You don't try to copy that person's personality, because basically, who would want to have two John Edwards or two Sylvia Browns? People like them, or even two of me. I mean, it's cool to have the two of me. I'm always needed. But it's a different story out there when you start seeing somebody act like you, and you know very well it's not right. So sometimes when you learn this lesson to become that type of person in the healing field, it's always good for you to actually, with love and intent, to learn your own skills by recreating yourself. It's always good to learn a new recreation. Trust and patience is very important. Your future depends on your actions. You take on to improve your life's goals, and if you feel lost and not too sure what to do next, then Spirit will step in to try and help you fulfill your goals. Your dreams do come true. I mean, basically, if any of you actually want to find out, you know, you think, okay, well, how long will it take for me to become a healer, or how long will I ever become this, or how can I change my life? Well, it's the intent. It's the word of intent. It's physical intent. You learn that skill by having to make it work for you. You don't have to sit and wait for someone to say to you, oh, it's time now, you can leave now, there's the door. You have to be sure yourself that you are ready to go out there and having to say, okay, I'm ready. But it also takes a teacher to actually encourage you to get up there too. Sometimes you have the odd teacher that doesn't want to give you up because you're just so pretty to them. They love your presence. And sometimes there's some out there that they don't. They even the teachers themselves have a little bit of fear, thinking that, you know, will she or will he be able to become successful out there? You know, should I take a chance, let them go? And you know, you have to. It's like your own children. Once they reach a certain point in life, they know very well their skill is being totally there, and they're ready. You need to let those little ones go because they need to learn their lessons to become a better person. Now, here's another question most people do ask a lot, and I've had people tell this question to me quite often, and they'll say, what if they tell me something I don't want to know? Well, you know what? That's fear. That is plain fear. Some people are always afraid of wanting to hear the bad news, and the bad news word is actually someone passing away, or death in the family, or death of a friend. Their biggest fear, and I will tell them that the spirit world will not tell you something to worry about, unless they are put there to warn you of certain events and awareness, and they will prepare you to move or change your path. And Spirit has sent you for truth and love. So don't be upset that they were sent to you to give you guidance. I mean, basically, they were sent to give you guidance, as we do for others in this earth plane. And the thing is that not to be afraid and to have confidence, because if there's anything ever happening in your life that you need to learn, regarding health, for example, or your finances are concerned, or your relationship with someone. And like I said, never have fear what you think is not going to work out for you, because you need to learn that lesson. It's a fulfillment of goals, and it's the intent of life. And we have to have that, take that fear and turn around and calling it faith. And you just basically, you learn to face that fear. Now, I've actually had a lot of people say to me, well, how do you know that person is afraid, or how do you know? By example, if you take your hand, and I'm sure a lot of you out there have actually had someone say to you those famous words, talk to the hand. That's exactly what happens out there. That's their fear. They're not too sure what they want to do with that. So basically, I always tell some that person, you know, it's time for you to learn that lesson by having to say talk to the hand. Start looking at your hand and face your fears. That's where they call it faith, because faith is in your hand, and faith is on your journey. And there are people out there who also ask the questions, you know, well, you know, I'm just starting my quest now, where do I go from here? Or I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I somehow feel I don't know what to do next. You know, am I ready for the next level? Well, you know what? There's no level. God does not give us a level. God gives us the path. Yes, there are teachers out there that give you level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, because people excel so much and they feel it's easier that way to give you those words connotation level. I prefer a continuous class until that person is ready to move on. And I don't tell them to leave, but I let them know, as long as you decide to come to these classes and learn, you'll never repeat yourself. And if you do repeat yourself at one point, there must be something you're not seeing. But a lot of times, too, when teachers are there, they don't just teach you by the book. Teachers teach you by their own guidance. That's basically what it's all about. You learn from scratch, from what they tell you, what they teach you. You learn by skill. You learn by trusting feelings and emotions. You learn by how you feel by standing in front of someone. The biggest journey of all is when you stand in front of someone, and a lot of people have a lot of fear, thinking that someone's energy is more powerful than them. Well, that's a little bit different, because having to have one's energy stronger than others doesn't mean you're trying to steal it from them. There's also, as far as I'm concerned, psychic attacks have limitations. Psychic attacks
it's not really, as we'd call a negative sense of it, unless you're intently wanting to do it. Some people call psychic attacks more of a unconsciousness, because there's sometimes people out there that, you know, they envy that person what they don't have and what they do have, and you want to have that same thing. And if you become jealous of that person, then you leave an energy by giving them a bad thought. That's a psychic attack. But some people don't have that intention of wanting to hurt someone, unless they, like I said before, jealousy steps in. And I have met some people that actually done, you know, through the years, I have met some people that are professional in the field that even once in a while gave a psychic attack to the odd psychic that they knew. Because it wasn't because jealousy, sometimes it's just because of an argument, something just totally silly. And, you know, which I find is foolish. So basically, we need to work out there as a team to help this world, to help people that need to be healed, not to have to walk into this world with jealousy. That's absolutely not accepted. Now, another question they ask you is, should we be frightened, you know, when you get a reading from someone? Not the slightest. The spirit world or family who have passed over love you unconditionally and only want the best for you, to understand what it's like being there and how happy they are returning back to your message. And so basically, I just tell people, don't worry. Just don't worry. Now, one person said to me, said to another psychic, one psychic just said to the client previously before, she said that our family members don't give us messages. And you know what? Yes, they do. Sometimes we have members actually become a guide. They want to help assist you. They're not totally a nuisance, but they sometimes really feel they need to care for you. Whether they were taught that way by their guide or family member, that's their choice. Or if they're taught by a teacher, that's their choice, whether they believe. But I asked Spirit that myself, and they told me each individual has been given opportunity to make a choice whether they are wanting that person as a guide to work with them, or who could be a family member, or any assistance in Spirit, a protector at times, or just needing to be there, just to let them know that they're watching over you. There are times they have actually had intervention. Even my dog, when she passed away, my dog was intervened. When I was going through I thought it was a dream, something I wasn't paying attention to, all of a sudden my dog showed up. Now she got my attention. What does that mean? Because her intention was with love, unconditional love, and she wanted me to focus on her, to notice what she's doing. Again, that becomes a message for you, to learn your lessons. And also the loved ones that are passed over. And sometimes you get the odd loved one where, as an example, for example, the husband passes away, the wife is really angry that her husband passed away. She gets really upset, like, how dare you leave me behind? How dare you? Now you left me with all this thing I have to deal with, all this money and all these financial burdens and all these physical things. I'm all alone. How angry. She responds that way with anger inside of her. And then she goes into depression. And then she starts getting dreams about her husband. And her husband stands in the distance coming in a dream towards her. And he looks like he's got chains on his ankles or chains on his arms. And she thinks to herself that God shackled him. Or, you know, that it's something bad that he's in hell. That's her thinking. Which is not true. Sometimes it means, for those people out there, if anybody approaches you in spirit, they seem like they're in shackles, that means that you have a tendency of thinking that you have a hard time letting them go. And they themselves are just giving you a symbol, showing you that they're doing fine. They're not stuck. And we always worry about, sometimes they may have done the wrong thing at one time in life, and you know, maybe they're in hell, and we think these things. We put ourselves there at times. And we worry about that, where that person's going. Or even sometimes people out there themselves should belong there that have done bad things to people. So they themselves would go through their own life review. When they pass away, they'll learn their lessons. And they learn them hard. But they learn the lessons by when they experience that life of fear, they learn by having to experience all the things that done did to people in their birth to their death life, and as well as all the bad things they've done, and they learn to experience that emotion. They learn to balance out both energies, and the spirit will tell them, what have you learned in this life? That's the lessons you learn. So it's not the end of only one life that you live. There are many. Now, other people ask the question, do I need to think about the person or people I want to message from? You can if you wish. There may be no guarantee that a message from any particular person will come through, only if they choose to come first. Or there may be someone of your own family would like to speak first. And that happens. We are dependent upon the wishes of spirit world to communicate. Eventually, they too will come through. And if it is necessary to receive that message of love and acknowledgement, they will make themselves present. The most important message for all of you folks out there is the evidence of survival of the human soul after passing away. I speak of passing away, meaning for those who have stepped over to the other side. They're not dead. They are very much alive in spirit, and just as busy as we are here, and as we are on this earth, they're just as busy, and that's true. they follow you around. if necessary, they will try to intervene and help you if you need help on that journey. They can be that way. So it's always good to keep an open mind. Try not to limit your thoughts on who is wanting to come through to you with a message. And, you know, like these people always ask, what should I do when I arrive? So when you are to receive a message from someone who actually, you're visiting someone as a reader, just work on your messages. You can write them on a piece of paper, you know, if you're not too sure if you remember everything you want to ask. So write them on a piece of paper. Your messages can come from anyone who have met throughout your life, or even those who have passed over. Don't be surprised if a friend or someone else will come through for you, as long as you end up becoming someone's messenger, and you will at times become someone's messenger and relay the message. It happens quite often. Good people go through that experience. Many times we also can become what you call a psychic, deal with psychic amnesia. This means that what comes through may not be what you may be expecting to hear or see. Spirit says to enjoy your visit and please say hello to your family every day. For those who have passed over, they say we haven't gone that far away and we're only next door on the other side of the veil. And that's exactly what this is. This is a veil. It's like, you know how you have a house and there's a doorway and you just walk right out? That's exactly what happens. They just walk right out and they go into another world. We may not see it, not all of us, but we see pretty well, give an idea what. It's almost like a transparency of the human body. Now, those of you who are not too sure if you really know if there's anybody out there in spirit, knowing their presence, once in a while you'll find a really hot spot in the house, but most of the time you actually will find cold spots. If you start noticing cold spots, those are people that are in presence, that are actually in spirit, and they're letting you know that they're around. And sometimes you'll also notice, too, that people will actually walk through you. You feel like, oh my God, I feel like somebody walked us through me just now. Well, that's what happens. It turns into people will do that. They'll actually walk right through you. You get your attention when you know that they're actually there. So these things do happen. Anyway, anyone who wishes to get a hold of me, by the way, you can look me up on whitesskycloud.com. You can actually see my website. whitesskycloud.com. And my email address is whitesskycloud@yahoo.com. And you can go to my website, you can see the phone number, and I do have PayPal available. And I've added some new things on my page just so you can actually know what are some of the new pieces I've put in. And some more new pages to boost through. No pun intended, but it's true. And also, I will be doing some traveling myself. I'll be going to some of the next 2-3 weeks. I'll be traveling into Slave Lake, Alberta, going up to High Prairie. And in that region, I'll be up in that area. So those of you who are listening in from Alberta, I'll be going down in that direction over the next, I believe, next 2-3 weeks. I'll be up in that area. So looking forward to meeting you all. Pardon me. I had something here before I ate a chocolate bar and built up some stuff here. Other than that, I'm actually quite busy with my work, and this radio show has been keeping me very, very busy, as well as making contact with people, loved ones. And, you know, this particular month, we've actually, this whole month of January has been really strange for weather changes for a lot of people. I've noticed that in some places that we've never had before, like now we're getting snow, we're getting rain, we're getting blizzards from all parts of the world that people have never experienced. I mean, let's put it this way, Las Vegas. Nevada had snow for the very first time. I've never heard of Nevada ever having snow, so these things do happen. And so we're going to go through a lot of changes of Earth shifting, and I've actually been busy doing a lot of radio interviews with other radio programs. I'd like to thank the other radio shows for inviting me on to listen to the, to participate on the interviews. It's been absolutely fabulous to work with you guys in return. And so we're looking forward to having new things offered and opportunity. With Between Two Worlds, or even including, say, BBS Radio, they're actually will be setting up a webcam. Actually, we have to get you on webcam. But they're setting up a televised program that you will be able to do commercials as well as of ourselves, as hosts. And those of you who are not too sure what we look like, and especially when we look live, eventually they'll be setting it up where the screen will show that person who actually is the TV host, and they have the very first televised program on the internet for the very first time. So it's absolutely fabulous. So we've got a lot of new things happening coming up this the next few weeks to a month. And also to let you all know that BBS Radio has also gone into late night. So actually they have a new page, new program setting up pretty soon. And those of you who are actually maybe interested in wanting to be your own host, your own show, that's coming up quite soon here. And they're offering opportunity for those who can be doing late night, which again, like live talk radio, they're offering that service. And also for myself, I'm also a writer, and I wrote a book called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud. And this book is actually the combination of channeled writings and poetry, and the illustrations, along with many sharing items, many sharing stories that I actually talk about, that actually helps a lot of people deal with their healing as well. So I've actually worked with a lot of people that have dealt with drug and alcohol recovery, who read the book and who deal with spiritual understanding, and have helped them understand where their path was going. The writings themselves are channeled writings, so I've learned a lot through the work that I've actually have done. I'm working on a second book coming down. It will be coming out pretty soon sometime. I'm not going to put a date on it, by the way, because I've always been so busy. But the book itself will be coming up. I'm looking forward to having it ready. And that one will be about how to recognize your basically intuition, how to recognize the skills you are as being really intuitive. Last week we talked about animal totems, and or actually last 2 weeks we talked about animal totems. Like, people used to call and ask what their animal totem is. So animals also do relate to the path that we take. And it teaches us a lot of lessons on our journey. So any of you actually have learned your lessons through even dream time, or if you actually have an attraction to animals in your past, that does give you some idea that you do have an animal, or even some of your own animals that have passed over are also giving you, letting you know that they're around you as well. Okay. I'm going to call it the phone numbers. Anybody who wishes to call in, to call the line. Must be a really busy night tonight. Everybody's out there watching the hockey game. Wonder what that's supposed to be scoring on. Anyways, the phone number is for tonight. Pardon me. Where are we here?
blank. Okay, here we go. It is 877-876-5227. That's for those of you calling in from the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. Those of you coming from Canada, it's toll-free. This is all toll-free, guys. 888-810-8322. It's 888-810-8322. And the direct line from across the international line is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Okay, now, being a medium, when the work that I do, basically I've done a lot of different types of mediumship with people as well, because like I also read palms, and I talk about basically work in the medical too. So it teaches you, basically I like to let people know about their health, share with them what they need to see, and also it helps them on their journey, so not to feel like they're without the help. It basically helps them with their health, so they become even much more stronger, much better. So we all have a certain skill that we work with, and what else we have here. Now, one more thing. Okay, it is now. When a person works as a medium as well, a lot of people, like, for example, they will sit with you and they ask a lot of questions or not too sure what to do. They become kind of not knowing what to say, or they're afraid to ask good questions. I always actually recommend people to really do ask a lot of questions. Ask as much as you want. But we prefer to tell you first, like going cold, and tell you what I need to say, and then if you have any questions to ask down the road, because most of the time, whenever we actually tell you what you receive, ends up being answered before you even ask the question at times. Now, though, for those of you also who want to respond back to me and let me know what you think of the show or what you think of the station or the show itself, Between Two Worlds, we have a page called The Feedback, which basically you can actually go to Between Two Worlds, and you can go to the feedback page, and you can tell everybody, let that person, the host out there, let them know what you think of the show, if it's helped you or helped someone else in the journey. And so what happens down the road, that producers will actually put that on the website on my page, let the public know that that you have been listening in. And so anyways, that's what I do on that part. See if I have anybody else here in the chat line. Okay. Now, we also have fast chat. I mean, it's a quick chat if you want to ask anybody, ask a person a question. But it doesn't always have to be specifically on the line itself. Okay. I'm learning about this old page. It's kind of cool. I love it. Now, this is going to be a very interesting night to talk about what I do. I also do Wing Chi, and it's a skill that I've been taught by my grandmaster, Wing Chang, and that's a different kind of a different type of healing technique. It's focused Chi energy. It's called the Breath of the Dragon. I do that as well. And for those of you who are in this area, I do that program. You can always go to my website and look under Wing Chi, W-I-N-G-C-H-I. I also do different varieties of workshops in my home. And so a lot of things are going to happen for a lot of people. Now, also, normally I have a lot to say tonight, but I've always been so busy. So much stuff here. I also work as a shaman, and that's my skill. I'm not sure if any of you actually ever had met someone who's ever been a shaman before, but I was taught by my elders to a shaman. Actually, someone who actually walks with medicine,
someone who actually has the ability to talk to the spirit world. You learn how to learn to work with the four elements. You learn to do work with the to be learned. You learn through a skill by being between different forms, different worlds. It's hard to explain that part, but if anybody's ever understood what shamanism really is, it's I'll give you an example. You ever been to any? If anybody's ever seen any prehistoric paintings on walls in caves, like say in Europe, they show that shamanism was practiced at least about 20,000 years ago. The word comes from Siberia, which is the language of the Vanic peoples who actually hunted and herded reindeer for a living. And however, shamanism has been found in most tribal cultures in every continent, from Alaska to all the way up to Borneo. Witch doctors or saganas, which are actually from Africa, the medicine men from North America, yogis or holy men from India, and witches and wizards from Europe, and all our other shamans who follow more or less the same practices everywhere. It depends on the culture that we are learning from under which teacher, and each of us has been given an earth medicine to work with. And what I've always been learning is to work with earth energy, and something that most people don't really know, that we have a tendency of wanting to take someone's energy, but like basically we feed off somebody else's physicality to create our energy back. And one thing I've learned from spirit is that instead of trying to work on somebody else's energy to get that energy to you, to help you feed your strength as a psychic, for example, is to ask the Earth Mother to give you that energy, because you're working on the Earth. The Earth already has its own energy. We just tend to forget. We're so used to the living, walking, two-legged, for that energy to help us through that journey. It's always good to learn that you can actually get your energy from the Earth. That's why sometimes we're always so drained after a reading, because we're dependent upon the people themselves that we do readings for, and they themselves sometimes may feel kind of lightheaded after they leave, or they themselves may feel kind of different, that they think, you know, even though he or she has read me or he or she has healed me, I feel kind of lightheaded or different. They haven't really, nobody steals your energy, but it's just like they work with the energy and it just makes you feel different. But anybody who's a reader themselves should know that you don't have to work, depend upon people's energies to build up your energy. Spirit will come to you two ways, one through angelic energy and one through earth energy, and they both combine as one. I actually have the ability to work with extraterrestrial energy. Yes, extraterrestrial energy. I actually help ask the extraterrestrials to help me to raise my energy even higher yet if I'm going to be working for a great length of time on people. And it feels like your eyebrows are being pulled up. It's absolutely phenomenal what happens. But they do help assist me. Shamanism also is the ability to enter into a trance or dreamtime state of altered consciousness, and sometimes to help the sufferer in the same state. Shamans claim this takes them into the spirit world, where they can use their ability to control the spirits to make changes that affect the physical world. In a trance state, they are able to separate their souls from their bodies and fly to any part of the cosmos to seek the cure or the reasons for the illness and to cure the patient. They also use herbal medicines and cleansing rituals. Traditionally, shamans were not only highly skilled at healing the sick, but have the ability to foretell the future, to interpret dreams, and to ward off evil spirits. And shamans in traditional hunting societies were usually men, and they were held in the highest regard, often having a status equal to that of a chief or a leader. As an example, Genghis Khan, he was a leader of the Mongols, and he was also a shaman. In the more agrarian societies of Africa, India, and Asia, many shamans were women, and in Korea, all shamans were female. Korea, all of the shamans were female. To experience the right to be a shaman is the test from the shaman. And it's a test from the spirit world. They will choose you whether you like it or not. There are many passages to become a shaman in your own right. The one is by birth through hereditary ancestors passed down through generations. A short while ago, I received a request from spirit to find the young ones of a tribal nation. A and many of our young ones are needed through the request of the Great Spirit. I was able to find four to continue the medicine path down from generation to generation, and the other journey is by spiritual intervention, whether by near-death experience or by constant unsettledness of dreams and constant appearance of the spirit appearing before you. Often a person will become seriously physically ill, then that becomes the awareness of psychic, mental, and spiritual abilities. They will then realize when after they approach another shaman to teach the skills, and at that moment they will be informed of their calling to the divine command, known as a shaman or medicine keeper. To ignore the call would not be acceptable, for that person had made that request before birth. And that is true. It is before birth. It is important to become one of the Great Spirit's healers. Now, one may choose to become a shaman. This involves a great deal of your life and time, in basically life and time. It takes up your time. Your career changes along the way while going through the transition. You work that way. It takes a great dedication and virtue for the rest of your life. And many cultures believe that it is no such thing as one who chooses to be a shaman, and such a person is either fake or a wannabe. To choose this path is to learn respect of all living things and your own self-judgment. Regardless of the way the one who initiates the journey, it is very tough and devoted path to follow. We have one law, and that is the universal law. You learn and you shall receive providence. A shaman must learn discipline, many times in sweat lodges, long journeys, communicating between spirit worlds, and learning other traditions from other shamans, and walk the great respect and honor to yourself. Shamanism is not a religion. It is a way of life, and that helps us to reach out to greater connection to the Great Spirit and learn to sit in silence and thank the Great Spirit through prayers and to teach those who love their fellow men. I learned my skills through my Aboriginal elders. That's why I'm Métis. Now, some of us actually learn different types of techniques, and that's used by the shaman to bring about a state of altered consciousness, including drumming, which I do drum, rattles. I do have a rattle, and we sing our songs, our healing songs, and basically it works with natural altered state herbs. And altered state herbs is basically smudging, like sage, sweetgrass, tobacco, and cedar. What I end up doing, I actually combine some of my herbs all at the same time in my medicine bowl, and I burn that, and I create the smoke, and then I take my feather, and you can fan it out towards you and around you, and that helps to settle all the energies in your home and around the areas that are affected by negativity. The drums and the rattles are features of the North American shamanic traditions, including the altered state herbs. Okay? In Peru, shamans are known as vegastilistas. Because of their skilled use of dangerous plants, through these means, the shaman claims to be able to move between the real and spirit world at will. He may go into a deep trance and or more dramatically allows temporarily taken over by the spirit, and he has summoned for those who wish to come through him. However, a shaman always controls and summons the spirits. He is not possessed by any of them. During their rituals, many shamans call on the help of essential spirit animals or sacred objects to which they feel a spiritual connection, even including with elders and spirits. By harnessing the energy of their guardian spirits, the shaman divines what the problem is. He basically figures out what to do next, whether it's physical, spiritual, or emotional, and what remedy is needed to treat it. Contemporary or neo-shamanism uses many traditional techniques, but emphasizes a direct connection to a spirit guide rather than using altered states herbs, which basically you're looking at for the sleeping prophet. Okay, we have what's his name? All of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Edgar Cayce. Okay, now he's a sleeping prophet. He also was given medical advice to people, helping them with their health because they needed help. We have different types of varieties of people that were out there that actually gave messages for those who passed over, give the first and last name. let you know what's happening with that family's Passover. A fellow by the name of Arthur Ford, who's very well known back in, he passed away back in 1972. He's well known back in the 30s and 1940s. He became quite famous in the 40s and 50s as a medium. So, and he actually had a spirit guide that was an English soldier from Canada here up in Ontario, and he passed away and became his guide. And Arthur Ford became quite famous in his work, so he used to help a lot of people help through healing. But he was not a shaman. He was just a good medium, a very good fellow. He actually worked his best with the public. And he became good friends with Ruth Montgomery, who also just recently passed away a couple of years ago. And they were good friends, and she became a medium. Well, like a medium herself, she became what's called an automatic writer, but trans medium, so to speak. But she didn't go into trance. She typed from the typewriter. And she used to work for the American president. She actually was one of the people that worked as a secretary, and that's where she became famous in her work. So this is back in the 50s and 60s. And she also predicted a lot of events that were going to happen in this particular year. Those of you out there who want to read a book about Ruth Montgomery, she's written about 10 books. But one particular book, I'm not too sure what title is called, but she actually has written one particular story. She typed it out saying that within the year of the 21st century, the late 20th century to the early 21st century, that would be a father and son team that would become presidents. Now, she made this prediction back in 1968, that they themselves will become the Antichrist. That basically was written, that was transcripted by her from Spirit telling her this, that they are the cause of what the war began. And so this is her journey. She actually was the only one that actually made this prediction that the two men, the father and son, that became president of the United States, they are the ones that began the Antichrist walk. So it doesn't mean that they are the Antichrist, just basically the Antichrist walk. That means that they themselves were misguided and not knowing what to do next, whether they wanted to go to war, continue on carrying this war over through a religious means or through revenge or just by typical financial gain. This is their mistakes that they're making right now, and we have to teach them lessons of learning to deal with those mistakes. So that's all we're requesting, is a lot of mediums, a lot of healers out there to basically give them unconditional love and to forgive them and help them on that journey and help those brothers and sisters that are in the war, those loved ones that actually have passed, and help them go through the healing process that has actually suffered. And also see those people that are actually out there right now that are suffering, that I don't want to go to war. I'm not anti-war, but basically I do feel that if God really wanted us to fight and kill each other, he would have given us opportunity to do it. But he's also given us free will. So we are making choices in this world whether we want to fight or not, or we want to support each other or not. As many people today learn to discover their connection with their spirit world and with no fear, the greatest thing in life is working in the universe, and you learn by your universal, you walk with universal love. And with that, he always asks for prayers of protection to help others and give them guidance. What I would like to do too is like to also let all my friends out there that are friends of mine and people that are associated with, for those of you who actually have a family member who is quite ill right now, I ask Creator to help give them strength and to recover quickly, regain their strength, and to continue on life to the fullest. It's important that we learn that to always to work with each other as a sister and brother team, no matter if we're not related. We're all related in a very, very different manner, but we're related to what we are working with in life. We have actually all met each other many times before in different past lives before, so that's where past lives come in. So the thing is, we learn to deal with making mistakes, and they're also called learning lessons, so I wouldn't worry too much about what we think was right and what is wrong. You just make with the best of it, and you can work with the best of it. And if you think that's a failure, that's your choice. If you think that you can't fulfill your dream, that's your choice. But I've always told people, You fulfill a quest that you chose, and you've walked the path that you've walked, and never have a fear of what you can't walk, because if you forget that fear, then you won't have the fear any longer. You begin to believe in yourself and believe in God, the Great Spirit, that you become stronger and more loving. Get back to our fellow man and woman, I don't want to say. Also, too, those of you who want to learn about getting into this, learning to use the skills, your psychic skills or mediumship skills or becoming a healer, we do have all across the United States and Canada and probably other parts of Europe and part of the world, there is such a thing as spiritualist churches, spiritualist, IST, they are, or spiritualist centers. What they do is they teach you programs to learn how to use your psychic skills, healing skills, learn how to do meditations, programs available. You can can contact your local area and see if there's anything open for you to take the courses under. There are more schools available now to learn your skills than used to be back in the 60s and 70s and even early 80s. So I always like, you know, take advantage of the opportunity that, you know, no one can say there's never enough out there, enough readers enough out there, because there's so many people right now that are dealing through a lot of suffering due to the wars and due to the earth shifting and due to all these things that are happening, all these events. You won't believe it. If you look at it, you know, this world, there's so much trauma. There's so many things happening out there today that so many people are so afraid to understand what's going to happen next in life. And so the thing is that we need to do is to work with each other and to work together if necessary. Or if you are working on your own, you create your power of prayer, believe in yourself, and you'll show success. Never give up on yourself, no matter if you think you fail. You'll never fail. That never happens. No one ever allowed that. If by some chance you ever want to learn to make contact with spirit, if you actually are thinking about wanting to become an automatic writer. Now, automatic writing, basically all it takes is a logbook of your own and a pen or a pencil, which you prefer. And I like to take a white candle, like to burn a candle, and I would like to do, what you do is you create a prayer of protection. So you're not going to bring in anything that's negative way of thinking, so to speak. And you let spirit come to you. And what you do is you write their name down three times on a piece of paper. Whoever you want to make contact with, now I'm not talking about some movie star. I'm talking about somebody close to you in your family, a loved one to you, and that you write their name down three times and just let yourself feel that you become one with the pen. And basically, whatever comes through by thought, let that thought come through and write it on paper. Okay? Ask them questions. Write the question and accept the answer. Whatever comes through. That basically is called intuition. You're trusting the answer from them because they're coming through at the same time. So that's why we as readers and healers, we can actually listen to it so quick. It's like before you even ask the question, we already know the answer. It's so fast. Okay. Anyways, we're coming to a close. I'd like to thank everyone for letting me talk to you on the internet, from bbsradio.com to listen to me. And I enjoy talking to everyone out there, and whether I'm talking about myself, but I know very well I'm not. I know a lot of you are listening to me. And also, if anybody who has any questions they want to ask, feel free to give me a call. It's by email. Just email me at whitescottcloud@yahoo.com, or you can call the station itself, bbsradio.com, and you can ask a question regarding my show. And or if you have something that you want to say, or if you want to give back say something regarding the show itself, or even a feedback, they have a feedback on site that you can. They put that up above. Like I said, they'll write that up for you. And also under that, there's also a fellow coming on just after me. His name is Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I recommend this fellow. This guy is absolutely phenomenal. I have a lady friend of mine who's actually worked as a psychic intuitive, and she talks about him quite often in her work. And so for those of you who just kick in and listen to Leonard, he's pretty good. But anybody who wants to get a reading or a paid, if you want an hour reading or a half-hour reading, I have PayPal on my website under whitescottcloud.com. And if you want to get a hold of me, It's 604-818-8375. It's 604-818-8375. I look forward to seeing or talking to you folks next week, next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on the same time. In the meantime and in between time, I am done for the night, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening in. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud on Between Two Worlds. Have a good evening, guys. Take care of yourselves. Bye.